We are totally blessed, eternally blessed.
我们是在永恒里被蒙福、被祝福的。
Because of the love of the Father and the Son.
因为天父和子的爱。
And it is a gift from God. It's not what we can do or cannot do.
不是，这是一个从天上来的祝福，不是说我们可以做什么或者不可以做什么。
And when we, in this COVID-19, we probably thinking about what's the meaning of life.
那在这个疫情当中，我们就是常常的问我生命的意义到底是什么。
And that's a lot of different definitions.
那有很多不同的解释。
But only the Bible can tell us what is love.
那只有圣经才能告诉我们什么是爱。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
God creates love and he himself equates himself to be love.
那神就是爱，他也是装备他自己就是成为爱。
The glory of God is not his creation or his power.
那神的那个荣美不在乎他的创造而是或者是他的能力，而是他的爱。
It is love.
是他的爱。
And when Moses talked to God, God show me your glory.
那当摩西问神的时候，神啊，你彰显你的荣耀。
And God told him to wait. The next day, he'll show him, show Moses his glory.
那第二天呢？神就让他第二天等待，他要给这个摩西彰显他的那个能力跟荣美。
For the first time, God revealed his character of agape love and mercy.
那这是神第一次彰显他那个无条件的爱。
And we're going to look at the Exodus.Chapter 34.
那我们就打开出埃及记 34
And we look at verse 5.
那看第五节。
And for the first time, God revealed what he is.
那这是神第一次就是彰显他到底是什么样一位神。
The first time he talked to Moses, he said, I am that I am.
那第一次他跟摩西说呢，我是。
I'm always the same, I do not change.
那我永远都是一样，我不改变。
The second time he talked about his character in 34 and chapter 5 andI left Anna to read the Chinese.
那他第二次就讲了他的那个他的性格，就是在这个34章第五节，耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站立在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他面前宣告说：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。为万千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负己子，直到三四代。
Okay, thank you. The Lord revealed himself not only to Moses, to us through this passage, that he is a gracious, he is a compassionate God.
那这个耶和华就是像摩西，也不只是摩西，而像所有人来宣告他是一个有怜悯和有恩典的神。
And not only that, he is slow to anger.
且他是就是不轻易发怒的神。
Actually, slow to anger is not a very good translation. It's called the better translation, is a long suffering and patient.
那这个翻译其实不是很准确，那更准确的这个翻译而是就是它是长久的忍耐，长久忍耐的那位神。
and patience.
而且是有那个耐心的神。
Why I emphasize patience? Because in the Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, the first thing is about love is patience and kind. At the end, the same thing, and it's the perseverance, right? So this is around the same word, talking about slow to anger. It's patience and perseverance.
那为什么我强调这个忍耐呢？就是因为在哥林多前书十三章讲到爱的那一篇的时候，他也特别讲到爱是就是很久的忍耐。到最后的时候，他也讲就是爱就是很久忍耐。
And the next thing is talking about even the next thing talking about abounding in love and faithfulness.
那他之后他讲的是他是有丰盛慈爱和诚实的神。
Remember, it's abounding, it's overflowing.
那这个丰盛就是好像好像多的涌出去一样。
And faithfulness can be translated to fertility, means really loyal and continually and unchanging, unfailing.
那这个诚实也可以翻译的就是非常的忠心忠诚。
Means the love always comes with faithfulness, means God's love is not going to change. Even we don't love him, he loves us.If we are unlovable, he still loves.
那这样的一个就是忠诚，就是说，即使我们不爱他，他还是爱我们；即使我们有罪，他还是爱我们，而且他是不改变的爱。
The original, the Hebrew is called Hesed. It means that is loving kindness. That is more like a merciful love.
那在就是Hebrew 就是那个什么。Hebrew 的原文里边，对原文人
，is loving kindness，
对，就是这是一个长久的爱
，and continually is loving kindness，
而且是长久不断的爱，不断的爱，持续的爱。
So the first description of the Almighty God is the not about his power, is about his love, and he's about his giving and mercy.
那就是神第一次讲他的性格的时候，没有讲到他的能力，而是只是讲到他就是他的爱。
So we can read one more time. It's like the Lord, compassionate and gracious, patience, and long suffering. Abounding in love and continues to do so.
那你自己读的时候，你可以说就是耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯，是有恩典，不轻易发怒，有慈爱、诚实的神，永远爱且持续。
Slow to anger, we can translate better to very patient patience and kindness. Patience is more like a word, long suffering.
那不轻易发怒，你也可以说成是就是长久忍耐的神。不轻易发怒的神。
And because we are sinner, we don't deserve it. And David understand that they look at this as God's mercy.
那我们是罪人，我们其实就是不配有。但是大卫王呢，他就是懂得这个，他知道我们是是配是什么？是有被神
sinner,
罪人，
we are sinner,
对，
always
是罪人，
sinner,
永远都是。
Always
永远都是罪人，但是我们就是永远都会被神所赦免。
Yeah, the Bible maintain really clearly is not because what we have done is because God chose us. He did not we did not choose him. He chose us.
那圣经里面也讲到就是
God's mercy.
不是因为我们做了任何事情，乃是他的怜悯是拣选了我们。
And based on what Moses says, David summarized it in the Psalm 18. Let's turn to Psalm 18.
那这个大卫呢，就是在诗篇十八篇呢，就是有一个总结了。
Psalm 18, verse 25. David summarized God's love much better than.Moses, because Moses, just listen, David actually experienced God's love. And in the 25, verse 25, and I can read that.
那这个诗篇25章呢，就是概括了神的慈爱，这是大卫翻译的。那他觉得就是大卫比摩西更好，摩西只是听见，而是大卫只是真的感受到，所以他真是这么写的。18章25节，慈爱的人你慈爱待他，完全的人你完全待他，清洁的人你以清洁待他，乖僻的人你以弯曲待他。
That's good. And in the verse one, he already summarized it one more time. It's more like a deductive thinking, and he already conclude, and then he explained on the 25, verse one, and I can read it.
那这个第一节呢，它就是好像宣告，然后25节就像在解释就是18章第一节，耶和华，我的力量，我爱你。
And David talking about the all his life, Psalm 18 is to summarize his David's life about how God has been merciful to him, and finally he become a king. Then he look at this as a mercy, and he's a merciful God.
那这个18篇呢，就好像是大卫的一生，就是他怎么样在神的里面得着了那个蒙恩，所以这是他的一个好像他人生的一个总结。
Because God is so merciful and he receives the grace of God, and David just in the verse one, he said, God, you are my strength. I love you because of your love.
那因为神的那个恩典怜悯呢，所以他的第一节他就说：“耶和华，你是我的力量，我爱你。
David's after God's heart. The only thing is more David to do is wholeheartedly he loves God. Because not because of himself, by himself, it's because God is first love him and be merciful to him.
那大卫王呢？他就是经历神的恩典，就是因为他第一神爱了他，爱他，赦免他的，是这样的吗？赦免他的过犯。
Yeah, and that's why David respond with love too.
那
He wholeheartedly devoted God and loved God.
所以大卫呢，也就是 同样的以爱来回馈我们的神，
Means obey God.
就是听神的话。
And when we can go on to read Paul, how Paul going to respond to God's love.
那我们可以接着读保罗书信，看保罗是怎么样回应神的爱。
And Paul, we can look at the First Corinthians chapter 9:16.
那我们可以读《哥林多前书》第9章，第几节？
16.
16节，9章16节，前
Yeah, you
书。
can read that. You can read that.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Now,
我若……
Paul is, yeah, that's good enough. Yeah. Paul goes one step further.
那这个保罗就是更进一步。
And he said, the reason why I preach the gospel, of course, God called him, but I'm compelled to do that.
那他传福音，当然是神呼召他的，但是他是说他是不得已的传福音。
Because God's love overwhelm him, he has the duty to respond to God's love.
那因为神这样如此的爱他，他甚至觉得这好像不配，就是好像亏欠了神的爱。
And compel even in other translations under order.
那这个想说，就是我传福音不得已，在另外的翻译里面，就是说他好像是被命定要去传福音，被命令要传福音。
It is my obligation. I'm under order and to preach the gospel of love.
就是我就是是被差派，就是被命定要去传这个福音的。
Yeah, the other in Second Corinthians, he talk about his ambassador for Christ for the gospel of love.
那他就是哥林多后书，他也讲了，他是那个福音的使者。 就是好像一个大使，传福音的大使。
Not only he feel he must respond to God's love like David. He said, I am under order, whether I like it or not.
那不仅仅
God's love push me, then I'll compel by his love to do so.
那不仅仅就像大卫一样，他被神的爱呼召，而是他真的就是好像行动出来，就是我要被呼召，就是去传福音的。
If I don't do it, vote me if I don't do it.
那如果我不传福音的话，我就有祸了。
Means if I don't do that, God gave me so much. If I don't do that, I deserve to be doomed. Means I deserve to be punished or even die.
那就是神给了我这么多，如果我还不去传福音的话，我就是我只能就是好像。我可能就是得好像丧命一样。
Because God's grace and he would respond to God's love.
那这是神的恩典，就是他只是在回应神的爱。
When we look at all this, what is the meaning of life?
那我们看这些，那到底是生命的意义是什么呢？
Sometime in this world, some people call it, there's no love, loveless.
那有的时候我们说这个世界上没有任何的爱。
Because love is conditional.
因为爱都是有条件的。
Love has bottom line.
这个爱是有底线的。
But I can love you once, twice. That's all I can do. Everybody waiting for love. Nobody want to take the initiative.
那每个人都想要得到爱，但是没有人想主动的去。
Everybody know, if they find love,Suddenly, life have meaning.
那每个人都知道，如果你找到爱的话，你的生命就有意义。
And if you find unconditional love, and it means people love you for what you are, with your strength and weakness, then you feel, hey, this is something. I feel complete.
那如果你找到了无条件的爱，不管你是好还是坏，那个人都爱你的话，你会突然觉得生命有了就是意义，就是我是一个完整的人。
So in a lot of philosopher, a lot of songs, popular songs, and talk about the meaning of life is about love and being loved.
那就是很多就是流行歌曲里面都有唱到，好像生命的意义就是爱与被爱。
And we'll look at what Jesus talked about. We go to the words of this sermon. Is Jesus in his sermons on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5:5.
那我们再看看就是耶稣怎么说。我们可以翻到马太福音第五章第五节。
Now, his chapter, the last couple weeks before, we talk about the chapter, 5:3 is, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirsty. Today we talk about, we will aim at verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
之前的几周呢，我们有读到就是五章的第三节，虚心的人、哀痛的人、温柔的人和饥渴慕义的人。那我们今天呢，就集中在第七节，怜悯的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜悯。
One more time to remind us that the when Jesus say blessed, the term means eternal blessed.
那我再回顾一下，就是当耶稣说有福的，他的意思就是在永恒里都是有福的。
Eternal blessed, verse 7, are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
那第七节，怜悯的人在永恒里都有福了，因为他们必蒙怜悯。
And this is the center of the gospel and the center of the Bible.
那这就是这个圣经的那个中心。
And Jesus.Command us one thing is to love each other as I have loved you.
那耶稣就的命令就是我们要彼此相爱，就像他爱我们一样。
Then you are really my disciple.
那你就会真的成为我的门徒。
Then people will recognize you, you are Christian.
那别人也会因此来认出你是我的门徒。
And the great commandment is the same. No, we must fulfill the law of love.
嗯，那那个大命令也是一样的，就是我们要在，就是要完成爱。
So Jesus in here, he just say, "Eternal blessed are the merciful." You find out this is in verse 7.
那在第七节，你看他就是讲了，你永恒里蒙福的人是那些怜悯人的人。
In the chapter 5, the beatitude in the sermons on the mount, there's eight qualities there.
那这个天国八福里面有八个品格。
Right in the middle is verse 7, is blessed are the merciful.
那中间的这个就是第七节，怜悯人的人有福。
And Jesus put it in verse 7 has a purpose.
那耶稣把它放在第七节是有它的意义在的。
Because that's the center of the equality of the Sermon on the Mount.
因为这是这个天国八福里边最中间的那一个。
In Jewish literature, they have a structure, it's called chiastic.
那在以色列的文化里面呢，他们有一个就是他们就是
chiastic is okay, there's no Chinese, okay. It means that is the way they arrange the content of the passage. What is important, what is not important.
这是他们写作的一种方式吧，就是哪一种是最重心的，哪个是不太不是最重心的一种写作的方式。
Out of the equality in the middle is the merciful, it means the grace of God, the agape love of God. That's right in the middle of the poor in spirit, the inherit the earth and the hunger and the thirsty for righteousness. And it's the merciful is right at the center.
那这个怜悯呢，就是在这八福中的最中心，就是在这个什么虚心的哀痛温柔等等等等这些以外，它的最中心就是这个怜悯。
And later on, when we go on to study the sermon, and pure is the verse 8 is the pure in heart, the verse 9 is the peacemaker, and the verse 10 is being persecuted, and verse 11 is you will be rewarded, because if you live for me, right? And all these actions, all these are repeating the first words, first 1, 2, 3, 4, the first part.
那之后你会读到就是清心的人时和睦，为义受逼迫，或者是别人辱骂你，你就有福了，等等等等，这些其实都是在回应之前他讲的，就是关于虚心的哀痛温柔等等。
So the first part is we already finished up to verse 7, and the second part actually repeating the first part. In the middle is called the center, the message. Actually, they try to frame this into the main message. That is the blessed, eternal blessed are the merciful. They will be so merciful.
那这个就是清心神和睦等等等等，这些都是在回应之前讲的第三节到第六节所讲的。第七节这个怜悯人呢，是他这个信息的最中心，也是就是最重要的一部分。
You don't need to fully understand that in Jewish is called parallelism. It means, and they mention the first part, and they mention in the second part they do the same thing. But in the middle is the theme, is the center of this passage.
就是在他以色列人的这个文笔里边呢，他就是这样子，就是前面他会讲一些，后面也会有回应，那中间呢就是他最中心的一个信息。
So Jesus put the merciful in the middle is to let us know this is his command is the center of the gospel Because God is merciful to us, we must be merciful to other people.
那耶稣把这个怜悯放在最中间呢，就是这就是我们福音的中心。我们就是要对人有怜悯，我们才会蒙怜悯。
Because we are right in the middle between God and other people.
因为我们是站在就是人与其他人中间的那个。
The meaning of life is not pursuing the temporary thing, it's pursuing the eternal love.
那生命的意义而不是在追求现在有暂时的有东西，而是要追求那永恒的东西。
And you find meaning in life if you find love.
如果你找到爱，你就会找到生命的意义。
And as a Christian, we already receive God's love as a gift.
那我作为基督徒呢，我们已经就是从神那领受到爱，神的爱。
Remember the Holy Spirit in the Romans chapter 5:5, the Holy Spirit pour out God's love into our heart.
就是罗马书第五章有讲到，就是圣灵就是把神的爱浇灌在我们身上。
What's the purpose?
那为什么呢?
It's not to entertain us.
不是就是让我们就是好像愉悦我们。
It's not about self-centered benefit to you.
那也不是自我为中心的一，就是使我们个人享受的一种东西。
The Holy Spirit pour our love into our hearts is for us to understand God's love, then we become the instrument of love.
那个圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们身上，就是原因就是让他要使我们成为就是神的一个爱的管道，或者是爱的一个就是一个仪器。
Yeah, instrument, that's very good. Yeah. So we are in the middle. God is on the right hand and the other person on the left hand in the world. We are in the middle. God gave us love so we can pass it on to the world.
那神在我们左边，然后世人在我们的右边，我们就是在中间，神把爱给我们，我们就把爱传递出去。
Luke chapter 6, talking about give, it will be given to you.
那路加福音第六章也讲了，给你的你就给出去。
6:38, we don't have to read that, but give will be given to you. 给就要给你们。
对，路加福音第六章，说给你的你就给，要给出去。
Yeah, that's 38. Yeah, 6:38. Give will be given to you.Not only that, with full measure will be given to you. It means the more you give, the more you receive from God.
就是谁给你的就会就必有给你们的，就是而且是超过你们所求所想的，就是上尖下流的一样倒在你们怀中。
So you can share, because God gave you so much love, and the Holy Spirit fill your heart with love, and you say,Hey, I don't have the capacity. No, God, I say, I already gave you this gift. The fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace. It's the fruit of the Spirit.
那你可能会说，哦，我没有这么大的容量，但是神已经说了，他已经给你了，因为他给你圣灵，圣灵就是的果子就是仁爱、喜乐和和平。
The first thing you were given when you become a Christian is that the Holy Spirit already put God's love, God's joy and peace.Unconditionally into your heart.
那你成为基督徒的时候是神已经借着圣灵把那个无条件的爱赐给了你。
So the purpose of life is you must pass on this merciful love from God to other people.
那你要做的就是把这个无条件的，就是满有恩典的爱给传递出去给其他人。
Then life has a meaning.
然后你的生命就会有了意义。
And Paul talking about aim at love, then you'll find meaning of life.
那保罗说了，你就是要追求爱，那你的生命就会找到意义。
Aim at love, aim at God, you will find happiness.
那追求爱，追求神，你就会找到生命的意义。
Aim at the world, you'll find misery.
那你如果只是定睛在世界上呢，你就会找到就是痛苦。
Why you want to, if you really want to live a abundant life, which is to pass God's love to other people.
那如果你真的想要得到一个生命的丰盛的生命呢，你就是将神的爱传递给其他人。
I mentioned my partner commit suicide. He has everything in life. He has material, he has money, but somehow he does not have love.
那我之前有提到，就是我的那个生意伙伴呢自杀了。那他其实有世界上该有的他都有，他有钱，他有物质生活，但是他没有爱。
And life become empty and meaningless.
那生命就变得就是很空虚，没有意义。
So we don't want to make the same mistake. Pursue the temporary thing.
我们不想就是做同样的事情，追求那个就是暂时的东西。
Focus on love, you'll find happiness.
如果你追求爱的话，你就会找到幸福。
And when we see God, and Jesus used a parable, what is important? What question God going to ask us?
那耶稣呢？就是有一个比喻，就是神会问我们什么样的问题？当我们见他的时候
，Because life is very temporary, so the blink of your eye suddenly is finished.
那因为生命是很短暂的
we have to give an account to God.
生命是很短暂，眨眼之间我们就要见神，我们就是得把我们的生命交给他。
And God wants us to give us the gift of love. The reason why? Because He wants us to pass this gift of love to other people.And also he'll ask you when you see him.
那神把爱给我们就是因为他想让我们把这个爱传递给其他人。当你见他的时候他就会问你这件事情。
And Moses has done it. David has done that. Paul has done that. And Jesus commanded that we must do it.
那摩西做过了，大卫做过了，耶稣也说，保罗也说过了。那耶稣也发了命令，所以我们也必须要这样做。
Then you find the meaning of life.
你就会找到生命的意义。
Let's turn to Matthew 25. What will God ask us, request us when we see him?
那我们翻到马太福音第25章。如果我们见到耶稣的时候，耶稣会问我们什么样的问题？
The parable of sheep and goats.
那这个就是绵羊和山羊的比喻。
And we look at 25, the, give me a second, the verse 31st to 40.
那从马太福音25章31节到。
And I can read that.In Chinese.
Okay. 当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边。于是王要向对右边的说，你们这蒙父所赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看过我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅给你留你住，或者赤身露体给你穿？又是什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？”王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最少的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
嗯，
还要吗？还要读吗？
Just refer to 41 is okay.
王又要向那右边的说，你们这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去，因为我饿了你。因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝；我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体， 你们不给我穿，我病了，我在监里，你们不来看过我。他们也要回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里不伺候你呢？主王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最少的身上，就是不坐在我身上了。这些人要往永刑里去。
Amen.
那些异人要
Life is very simple. Don't make it too complicated.
那生命其实是很简单的，不要把它弄复杂了。
It's about agape love and mercy, like God.
就是像神一样，要有啊、没有条件的爱跟怜悯。
God wants us to be rich in mercy, rich in love.
神希望我们就是在啊、爱和仁跟怜悯上面富足。
And this, I should not use parable. This fact is when the second coming of Christ, he coming with all the angels, then he asks each of us a question.
那就是神的再来的时候，他会来跟着其他众天使会来问我们每一个人这样的问题。
What have you done to deserve to enter the kingdom?
你做了什么能够使你配得进入天国呢？
Of course, we said Jesus Christ died for us. So that's why we become the children of God. That's very good.
那当然神耶稣为我们钉十字架上为我们死，我们成为了他的，这是很好的。
But this is more than that. This is about the reward in heaven.
那这个就是更多的就是关于就是你在天国的一个一个奖赏。
He asked the ship. The ship represents the Christians.
那这个绵羊呢，就是代表了基督徒。
What have you done to deserve the reward in heaven?
你做了什么，你配的就是在天堂的这样子的荣耀呢？奖赏。
He will not ask you.About how much money in your account, in your bank account.
他不会问你哦，你的银行有多少钱。
And how great your career was.
你的就是你的那个事业有多成功。
And how many car you have? How many houses you have?
他不会问你有多少辆车，有多少个房子。
And how many Bitcoin you have or stock?Holding.
那你的股票有多少？你的比特币有多少？他都不会问你。
He asks you only very simple question.
他问的就是非常简单的问题。
What did you do to your brother?
对，你对你的弟兄做了什么？
Do you have mercy to your brother and sister?
你对你的弟兄姐妹有没有恩典怜悯？
Then he asked this question, very simple, 35. When I'm hungry, when I'm thirsty, when I was a stranger, when I need clothes, when I was sick, when I'm in prison, what do you do to me?
那他在25节也就是问了这个问题，我当我饿了，我渴了，我没有地方住，我赤身露体，我病了，我在监里，你们做了什么？
The good Christian who respond to Jesus, hey, I did the taking care of my brother and sister when they are in need, especially some of them in prison, I went to see them.
那对于一个好的基督徒，他会回答说：“哦，我的弟兄姐妹生病了，我照顾他。他在监狱里，我去看过他。”
And Jesus said, "When you have done this to your brother and sister, you have done it to me."
那耶稣就说：“你这些事情为了你的弟兄姐妹做，就是做在我的身上了。”
Come, you are blessed by my Father.
啊，你是蒙。
Take your inheritance.
你是蒙天父所爱的，来就是享受你的那个福分。
Can you inherit all the reward and the kingdom and the inheritance of the kingdom created for us before the creation of the world.
那你就是好像继承了这个啊，神在啊，神在为你所预备的这一切，天国的这一切。
So the Jesus talking about in this life, you just do some simple thing, have mercy and love, the merciful love for your brother and sister. Of course, extend it to the world in other passage. That is the purpose of life.
那意思就是说，就是这就是生命的意义。当你就是爱你的弟兄姐妹，当然也不只是我们的弟兄姐妹，而是世界上的人。
What you do to the least of your brother or sister, you did to me.
你对你弟兄姐妹做的这一切，就是做在我的身上。
Then you are blessed, eternal blessed. Then you inherit the kingdom, which is eternal.
那你就是被永恒的来。蒙福了，被祝福了。
So my brother and sister, focus on the eternal blessing, not the temporary blessing.
所以我们要注重在就是这个永恒的祝福上，而不是这暂时的。
Focus on mercy because God is rich in mercy. Don't focus on money.
那我们就是要注重到就是这个怜悯，因为神是有怜悯有恩典的神。而不是看重你的金钱。
Store up treasure in heaven, not on earth.
那我们在天上要积聚财宝，而不是在这个地上。
And that is the teaching of the end time when Jesus came. And when Jesus comes, then we will answer this question. Are you ready?
那这个就是我们就是在末世的日子的时候，当耶稣再来的时候，我们要回答的问题。
All Christian is already gifted with God's love. You are capable. You have the gift to give the love of the Holy Spirit to the other people. We are ambassador of love.
那所有的基督徒都已经从神领受了爱，我们有这个能力去爱，我们就是神的使者。
And Jesus commands us to do that.
那耶稣也就是命令我们要这样做。
And Paul responded, he knows the duty of life is to do so.
那保罗已经回应了，他知道他生命的意义就是要这样子做。
And say, hey, he's Paul, Apostle Paul, I'm not.
那你可能说，哦，他是使徒保罗，我不是使徒保罗。
But not only that, Paul will go on to teach. You must do the same thing.
但是保罗也说了，你也要做同样的事。
Not just me. Everybody must be merciful, offer God's love, love the unlovable, love your enemy.
那不仅仅是我，每一个人都是要这样做，要有怜悯，有恩典，要爱你的仇敌。
We look at Romans chapter 13:8.
那我们看看罗马书。十三章第八节。
And Anna can read that for us.
等一下。罗马书十八章。
十三章。
十三章第八节。凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Okay, that's done. Paul talking about, hey, what's this?What talk about who's owing who, you know, talk about debt, talk about debt financing. What Paul is talking about money? No, he talk about love.
那你看这个保罗讲的好像亏欠，他讲的是钱吗？不是，他讲的是爱。
And in English, they said, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuous debt to love one another.
那在英文里他就讲说哦，千万不要亏欠任何人，除了就是爱，你要觉得常以为亏欠。
First God gave you love, you already have love, you can love others.
第一就是神已经给了你爱，你可以去爱别人。
Second, Jesus commands you to love each other. That is the mark of a disciple.
那第二呢，就是耶稣也命令我们要彼此相爱，因为这个就是一个信徒的一个标记。
And Jesus talk about whatever you do about love, you do to me.
那耶稣也说了，就是你做的这些事情，就是关于爱的事情，就是做在我的身上。
Whatever you do as is done to me,
就你做这些事情，就好像做在我的身上一样。
And Paul goes one step further because he understands just what's the ultimate meaning of Jesus. Because Jesus talks about, I come to fulfill the law, not just done to me, we must go even further.
那这使徒保罗呢，就是更进一步，就是这个爱神给了我们，我们还要就是彼此相爱。
This mercy and love, agape love, love and love from love your enemy, is a continually depth. You own the action.
那这个就是彼此相爱呢，是一个好像一个永远都亏欠别人的一个事情，就是你亏欠了别人的，就对别人的爱。
You said, wait a minute. I did not owe him anything.
那你可能说，哎，我没有欠任何人啊。
But the Bible said, yeah, you did. Because what you owe God, you owe other people.
那圣经里说呢，你有亏欠，因为你亏欠了神，所以你亏欠了其他人。
Not only that, you owe God so much you cannot repay. God say, now you repay to other people.
那你就是亏欠了神太多，你甚至都不可以偿还，所以神说你要去爱其他的人。
You repay, you owe the people around you. You don't have time to do all these things, but at least you can do the people around you.
那你亏欠了，也亏欠了周围的人，虽然你可能没有时间，就是对每一个人都这样子，但是你至少可以对你身边的人，就是常以爱为亏欠。
It's like a 5G cell phone tower, and God gave you, you become a tower of love, then you have to pass this signal to other people around you.
那就好像一个 5G 的那个信号塔一样，就是神把这个信号发给你了，你就要把这个信号传递出去。
The people around you, your family, the workers around you, your co-worker, and the people you encounter during your daily life.
那就是你你的家人，你的就是身边的朋友，你的就是一起工作的人，他就能够找到爱，看到爱。
Not just God gave you the gift, you can do it. God commanded, you must do it.
不仅仅就是神给了你爱，你可以去做，而是他也在同样的在命令你要去做这个事情。
As if doing to me, to Christ.
那你这样做就是坐在他的身上。
And one step further, you owe them because you owe me.
再进一步就是你亏欠，因为你亏欠了神。
But that's not a new concept. Actually, Paul learned it from Jesus again. Jesus talk about that.
这不是一个。
Continue.
这不是一个新的命令，就是耶稣也就是讲过。
It's not from Paul. Paul did not devise it.He learned it from Jesus.
这个讲的，这个不是从保罗来的，而是这个他是从耶稣身上学到的。
The most basic is from the the Lord's Prayer.
那就从这个主导文上就可以看出来，很简单。
Same thing, Matthew chapter 6, one chapter later.
同样的，在
Matthew chapter 5, now chapter 6.
那样在马太福音的第六章
，and the Lord's Prayer，
主导文的这边。
And I can read the whole the Lord's Prayer。
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
好 ，most people stop at this, stop at amen. It's like Anna.
你们大部分的人都是像我像 Anna 一样，就提到阿们这个词了。
We forgot the next one Verse 14 is continuous prayer. And then I can read it for.
那我们就忘记了十四章十五节，十五节十四十五节也是这个主导文的一部分。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Oh, Jesus talk about the verse 12. We talk about debt.
那十二节的时候就已经讲到了关于债。
Forgive our debt. We owe God.
连我们的债，我们已经欠了什么债
？Please forgive my debt.
请你免了我们的债。
So we can also forgive other people's debt too, because you first forgave us, then we can forgive other people.
因为你先免了我们债，所以我们可以去免了其他人的债。
First, you were a sinner. God gave you grace, become the children of God. You owe Him a lot. You owe Him the merciful, the rich mercy.Then you have to grace other people too.
那因为你已经从神那领受了恩典，成为了他的儿女，所以你就是同样的，就是要怜悯其他的人。
From the beginning, Jesus already used debt. You owe God. That's why you must give to other people. You mean you owe other people.
他从一开始就是耶稣就讲了，就是我们其实是真的欠了神的债，我们欠了就是神的债，所以我们要免。
This is a command.
这是一个命令。
If you don't do that, God is not going to listen to your prayer.
你如果你不这样做的话，神没有办法听你的祷告。
Not only that, God will punish you.
那不仅仅是在不听你祷告，他也要惩罚你。
Why? Because Jesus said that if you forgive the people against you, your heavenly Father will do so, same thing to you. But if you don't, your Father will not do so to you too. He will not forgive you too.
那因为十四节他就说，如果你饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你的过犯；如果你不饶恕，你们的天父也必不饶恕你的过犯。
Hey, this is serious stuff.
这是一个很严肃的事情。
If you owe people money, you're under contract. If you don't pay it, you will go bankrupt.
那你如果就是欠别人的钱，你就是在一个合同底下啊，你要不还的话，你可能就会破产。
Whether you like it or not,
不管你喜不喜欢。
Jesus said, and Paul said, you owe others because you owe God. You must pay back to others.
不管你喜不喜欢，就是保罗也讲了，耶稣也讲了，你就是亏欠了神，你要还这笔债。
If you don't do that, your heavenly Father will not do it to you either.
你如果不这样做的话，你的天父也不会这样，也不会对你这样做。
He will not reward you.
他也不会奖赏你。
And Jesus used another parable to explain the debt, the debt example. Why this is so important that it's a duty. You have no option, it's a command. You must pass on this gift to other people. God gave you this overflowing love is for you to pass it on.
那这就是一个就是责任你爱这个神给你的爱就是让你传递出去的。
We're going to read Matthew chapter 18.
那我们读一下马太福音第十八章。
21 to 35.
21-35.
And I can read that.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说，我对你们说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账，才算的时候有人带了一个欠一千万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女并一切所有都卖了偿还。那仆人就俯伏拜他说，主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他 释放了并且免了他的债。那仆人出去遇见他的一个同伴欠他十两银子，就揪着他掐住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，进去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事就甚忧愁，却把这事都告诉主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说，你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当怜悯你的同伴，像我怜悯你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
This parable we've read it many times.
那这个，
continue.
这个比喻我们读过很多次了。
But we must understand the meaning is very powerful because you owe God, you owe others. Actually, from God's perspective, you must pay the other person.
但是这个就是后面的意义是很重要的，就是你亏欠了神，亏欠了我们众人。
And God called this person an unmerciful servant.
那神就说这个是一个啊没有怜悯的。没有怜悯的奴才。
Why we read the Peter talking about how many times you should forgive other people, and Jesus tell him unlimited time, not seven times, it's seven times, 70 times.
那这个的彼得就问我要饶恕几次呢？七次吗？那耶稣就说要无数次。
Means continuous. This is a continuous step.
那这个就是一个就是不停的饶恕，永远的饶恕。
And 21st talking about the someone, the servant in the Old Testament, 90% of people are slave.
那这个第二十三节开始就讲到这个仆人，那当时的就是有 90% 以上的都是就是那个奴隶。
There's no chance he can borrow $10 million.
他也没有办法，就是去借1,000,000.
A slave, why he have $10 million debt? This is a really example, quite ridiculous. But that's exactly what Jesus want to tell us. That's ridiculous.
那这个奴，这个就是奴隶他怎么会欠一千万两呢？那但是这个就是耶稣要告诉我们的一个事实吧。
This lunatic, a someone owe his master $10 million because the master is very merciful.
那这个仆人呢，就是欠了主人一千万两，但是主人是很有怜悯的。
And he forgave.
那他就是免了他的债。
And the servant turned around when his friend owed him $10.
但是他转回去呢，就是找那个欠了他十块钱的那个人。
And he said, "You must pay me back, or I put you in jail."
他说：“哦，你欠了我的钱，你要还给我，要不然我就把你放在监里。”
And when the master andheard this and he said, this is a wicked servant.
那他主人听到的话就说他是一个就是恶奴才。
He asked a question 33, shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
他在33节的时候他就问了这个问题，你不应当怜悯你的同伴像我怜悯你吗？
In angerHis master asked him to repay his debt.
那所以就是在怒中，他就是让他去还清他所欠的。
35. That's exactly what our father will do to us if we don't forgive your brother and sister.
那这个就是天父要对我们所做的，如果我们不选择饶恕我们的弟兄姐妹。
That is a curious example because Jesus used some extreme amount of money, the contrast between $10 million and $10 to illustrate how much we owe God and how much actually we have to pay other people.
那就是神就是用了一个很极端的一个例子，就是这么大的一个不同，一个一千万跟一个十块钱，来代表我们欠神到底有多少多少。
It means most of the time, other people owe us little. We can, we are capable to do that. Jesus used the example. This parable is to say, you can love other people, you can have mercy for other people, because God gave you so much.
那其实我们身边人所欠我们真的都是非常非常少的，而且你是有这个能力去啊去赦免去啊去免别人的债的。
And Jesus emphasis, you must do the same. Not you don't have a capacity to give $10 million, but you have capacity to give $10, $100, $1,000. Why? Because you owe God $10 million. If you don't forgive your brother.Right? If you don't pay him, let him go, God will do the same to you.
那你是有这个能力去赦免别人的十块钱、二十块钱、啊、一百块钱，因为你欠了神，真的是一千万的那个债。
So, be careful. Be listen to God's command. This is not optional. We must offer unconditional love.Even love our enemy on behalf of God.
那你们就是要小心听了，这个就是不，这是一个命令，而不是一个可做不可做的。我们就是必须要赦免我们的，就是对你亏欠你，其实你是欠了他们的。
即使when he say love one another, you owe the other person, brother and sister, you owe.
那耶稣说你要。彼此相爱，你爱弟兄姐妹的时候，其实你是亏欠了你的弟兄姐妹。
And also, I owe you guys.
那我同样的，我也欠了你们的爱。
We owe each other.
我们都是彼此亏欠。
Because each of us, you know, receive so much grace, so much mercy from God, so much love from God, so much gift from God, we must offer it.To other people.
那因为我们每个人都从神得到这么多爱，这么多的怜悯，这么多的那个祝福，所以我们也就是要同样的，就是怜悯我们身边的弟兄姐妹。
And that's the true meaning of it. If you can do that, actually, God say you are living abundant life.
你可以，你当你这么做的时候，神就说你就是蒙福的，就是你是过着一个丰盛的生命。
When you ask why I love other people, and the Bible said you owe them.
那你当人问你哦，你为什么要爱身边的人呢？其实就是你欠了身边人的债。
Because you owe me.
因为你欠我的债。
But actually, if the more you give out your love, and Luke chapter 6 talk about, the more God will give it to you.
那其实在路加福音第六章也讲了，就是当你越多的把爱给出去的话，神就越多的给你。
That's why that's eternal blessed. The more you give, the more you receive.
所以这就是一个永恒的一个祝福。你给的越多，你得到的越多。
And your life will be abundant because you are full of love.
你的生命就是丰盛的生命，因为你满有了爱。
A love make you complete in this life.
那爱也使你在这个生命里，这个世界得以完全。
And give you meaning.
给你生命的意义。
Not ordinary is the agape love, the mercy of God to other people, and continues to do that as if it is the debt.
那就是一个就是没有条件的爱，彼此相爱，就是一个。所以 can you say that again?
Yeah, basically, we owe God, we owe other people.
其实就是我们亏欠了神，然后我们也彼此亏欠。
And we owe his love, we pay back to other people.
我们亏欠了神的爱，所以我们就是借此就是来还债，就是还给弟兄姐妹身上。
Love as God's love, even the enemy.
那我们是要彼此相爱，甚至要爱我们的仇敌。
Then you will be called the children of God.
你就会成为就是神的儿女。
Yes, Matthew chapter 6.
这是马太第六章所讲的。
When you love the unlovable, when you love the enemy, when you love the inexcusable, you are loving like God.
当你爱那些不可爱的，就是不配得爱的那些人，你就是像神一样在爱。
Hey, you are really children of God.
你就是真正的成为神的儿女。
You're really using my gift.
就是在使用神的那个礼物。
Aim at love. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is aim at love, you'll find happiness.
那就是哥林多前书所讲的，就是如果你就是追求爱的话，你就会找到幸福。
Aim at the world and material things, you'll find misery.
如果你追逐的就是世界上的财富，你就会找到痛苦。
So we must learn from Paul. Jesus said, we can do it. Paul said, we can do it. And the Holy Spirit enabled us to do it because he gave us, he poured out God's love into our heart.
那我们就要像保罗跟像耶稣所说的，我们就是要追求爱，因为圣灵已经把这个能力浇灌在了我们身上。
And finally, we look at Romans chapter 1.
我们最后再读一下罗马书第一章。
14.
第14节。
14.
无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明的、愚拙的，我都欠他们的债。
Continue.
所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
Mm-hmm. Paul finally summarized his role in this world. He says, 14, I am a debtor to you, the and the non-Greek.
那这个就是保罗就是在总结他生命中啊，他就是说他就是好像一个欠债的人，就是欠大家的债。
The original Greek is a debtor.
那这个原文就是在希腊文里面讲的，就是一个债欠债的。
I am a debtor.
我是欠别人的债的人。
The debtor, you must perform the duty to pay back.
那你欠债的话，你就是必须有责任把它还清了。
The necessities lay on you already is not optional. You must do it.
那这个不是可做可不做的，这是必须要做的。
If you don't do that, God will ask you for his debt back too. You owe him $10 million.
如果你不做的话呢，神就会向你讨债，因为你欠了他一千万两。
And God did not ask you to pay back $10 million. He just wants you to, when someone need help, you're going to help them. When someone in the prison, you go to see him. Do to the least, do to me.
那神没有让你还清这一千万两，他只是让你就是有人生病了，你去看一下他。如果别人欠你的债，你就免了别人的债，只是这样的。
Fill the need,
就是要满，就是帮助别人。如果别人有需要的时候来，满足别人。
From your heart, love is patience, love is kind, love is not self-seeking.
从你的心里边就是，爱是恒久忍耐，爱是不轻易发怒，就不是以自以为是。
And the love chapter, that is a 15 quality of love chapter, you can read that later.
可以自己读一下这个关于爱，这是哥林多前书13章所讲的。
It's more blessed to give and than to receive. That's in the Acts.
那这个使徒行传也讲了，就是施比受更有福。
So, we continue to give because God gave us so much.
那我们就是
And、
因为神给我们很多，所以我们要继续的给出去。
But actually, God wants you to know you owe him or her.
那神想让你知道，你就是亏欠了要别人。
Your brother and sister.
你的兄弟姐妹。
And your prayer, in your prayer, you must say, forgive our debt as we will forgive other people's debt.
那在你的祷告当中的话，你也要常常这样子祷告，主要就是免我们赦免我们的罪。
Then as Jesus said, I have fulfilled the law. Now if we do that, we have fulfilled the law too, the law of love.
那我们这样做的话，我们就成全了律法。
That's the climax of the gospel.
那这个就是一个我们福音的一个高潮。
To be rich in mercy, to love unlovable, even enemy.
那我们就是爱那些不可爱，甚至我们的仇敌。
And Peter go one step even more. He says, love will cover over a multitude of sin.
那保那个彼得也跟就是再加强一步说，就是爱能够遮掩一切的过犯。
That is in First Peter chapter 4:7-8. Love will multiply the sin. We'll read that. That will be the conclusion of today's sermon.
这个就是。
Yeah, let's go to chapter 4, First Peter.
那我们就是读一下这个彼得前书第四章，这个就是我们一个总结。
7 and 8.
第四章七到八节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的要。
Oh, okay, that's good enough, yeah. The end of all things is near.
万物的结局近了。
Today could be the last day of your life.
今天可能是你生命的最后一天。
Jesus may come today after this sermon.
那耶稣也可能这个讲道结束他就来了。
Today you never know. When you go to work in the Twin Tower in New York, suddenly today is the last day of your life.
你永远不知道，可能你今天就去了那个双子塔，今天就是他倒的那一天，今天就是你生命的最后那一天。
We don't know the future. Next 10 minutes in God's hand.
我们都不知道我们生命我们接下来的十分钟都是在神的里面。
Next 10 years, next 10 weeks is in God's hand.
你接下来的十周接下来的十年都是在神的手里。
But the end of all things is near.
但是万物的结局都近了。
Because we will die.
因为我们都会死。
We live on earth temporary.But the eternity is thousands of years.
我们在世上都是暂时的，可是我们永恒的话就是千年万年。
And because we will grow old, we'll die, we'll get sick, we have COVID-19, that's why the end of all things is near, it's temporary only.
那我们人都会老，我们都会生病，我们都会死去，我们会有这个疫情。这些因为世界上这一切都是暂时的。
My friend, be clear-minded, be smart.
那你必须要有清醒的头脑，你要做聪明人。
Do what's the most important thing in the world, which is the command of God, love each other deeply.
那你要做就是神给我们的命令，就是彼此切实的相爱。
Love each other unconditionally.
彼此就是无条件的爱。
Love the unlovable.
爱那些不可爱的。
Love the person as they are.
Love the person. Love the person what?
As they are.
就是以他的本相来爱他。
Love means unconditionally and owe them.
那爱就是无条件的爱，而且像亏欠了别人一样的爱。
We owe them.
我们亏欠了，我们欠了别人的债。
We owe God's grace.
因为我们欠了神的恩典。
Romans chapter 5:20 talking about when grace increase, sin increase, grace increase all the more.
那个罗马书第五章也讲了，当就是罪什么怎么讲？
罪在哪里显多，恩典就显多。
对，罪在哪里显多，恩典就在那里显多。
Means that's how God treat us, so we must treat other people the same. When sin increase, our mercy must increase.
那就是
That's how God treats us. We all God. We do the same to other people.
那神就是这样子待我们，所以我们要彼此相待。当我们的罪在哪里显多，恩典就在那里显得更多。
If you understand this, you have compassion on other people because we are all sinners. Then you must love each other deeply, even love the sinful brothers and sisters.
那就是我们都是罪人，当我们知道这一点的时候，我们就会彼此相爱，因为我们每个人啊都是罪人。
Because we are under the tremendous grace of God.
我们都是在神那个啊极大的那个恩典下啊爱的下活着的人。
If you do so, love will cover over a multitude of sins.
那如果我们这样做的话，爱就能够遮掩一切的过犯。
Not only all other people, you love, you can cover over your own sin, other people's sin, and everything.
那不仅仅就是你遮盖了别人的罪，也遮盖了自己的罪，所有的罪。
That's how Jesus will cover over the woman who commit adultery.
嗯，这就是神在那个耶稣在那个怎么样来遮盖那个就是在行淫中被抓的那个女人的罪上。
And Jesus asked them, if any of you have never sinned, throw the first stone.
这所以就是耶稣就说，你们中间谁没有犯罪的，先扔这个石头。
Then they start to realize they are sinners too.
那他们就知道哦，他们自己也是有罪的。
And one by one they retreat.
那一个接着一个，他们就都离开了。
Because love will cover multitudes, we must not judge, condemn. We must forgive and give like Jesus to love each other deeply, to owe them and to cover over their sin and our sin.
因为爱真的能够遮掩一切的过犯，我们就像耶稣一样，我们来遮掩彼此的过犯。
Instead to serve each other, instead to condemn and judge each other.
就是彼此服侍，而不是彼此论断。
Use the gift to bear each other in love.
就是用爱来彼此遮掩。
Because we owe God, we owe them.
因为我们欠了神，我们欠了彼此。
And thank you. So today's sermon is for us to remember, be merciful, for your Heavenly Father is merciful. We must offer mercy. That's Matthew chapter 5:5. You'll be eternal blessed for the merciful person.
那这个就是今天的一个总结啊，就是马太福音第五章，我们要怜悯，因为神是蛮有怜悯，我们要怜悯人，我们就能蒙怜悯。
Could we pray together? Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together. Because of the love, of your love you chose us, we are coming together to learn how to love. Because that's how you show us. You demonstrate your love for us when you die for us, die for the sinner, die for the enemy in the cross. So we come to you humble before you to learn how to be merciful to other people instead of condemn other people. To cover the sin, to owe them, because we owe you a lot. So in this world, if we can offer love, we'll be rewarded. And offer your love, and we'll cover multiple sin. We will show the world that's not a loveless world. This world is full of God's love. We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Amen.